streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has weighed in after a landmark Supreme Court ruling in favor of former President Donald Trump. It gives complete immunity for a president's official acts in office, but not unofficial ones.
American people must decide they want to entrust the president once again, the presidency, to Donald Trump, now knowing he'll be more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it.
The ruling sends Mr. Trump's election interference case back to a lower court to determine which acts classify as unofficial in the special counsel's indictment. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Now the burden is on Jack Smith to prove that Trump should be stripped of that immunity because the facts in the indictment were not presidential duties.
Gas prices have inched up this holiday week. The Energy Department says it's selling 1 million barrels to the Northeast Supply Reserve to retailers to bring them down. White House Energy Advisor Amos Hochstein.
Hopefully it will slow down the rate of increase in prices that we usually get in the summers because so many people hit the road.
Hurricane Beryl has powered up to a massive Category 5 storm as it moves through the southeastern Caribbean, where it's ripped doors, windows, and roofs off homes and pushed 9-foot storm surge ashore. Ralph Gonzalez is Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
It has left in its wake immense destruction, pain, suffering across our nation at this hour.
Beryl is barreling toward Jamaica right now with winds of 165 miles an hour. New insight into Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking ring. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to newly released transcripts, the grand jury had heard graphic testimony about how the late millionaire had raped teen girls as young as 14 at his Palm Beach mansion.
A man who police say drank 18 beers before crashing his car into a Long Island nail salon, killing four people, appeared in court in a wheelchair. New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim.
We had an NYPD officer that we trust to protect us. Small business owners, immigrants following the American dream, all taken away by a reckless driver.
Drunk driving charges against Stephen Schwally are expected to be upgraded. New Harvard study finds some antidepressant drugs make you gain more weight than others. Patients on Lexapro, Paxil, or Cymbalta more likely to pack on pounds than others on Zoloft and Wellbutrin. Chances of weight gain on the first three, 10 to 15% higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Beach time today could be tricky. A beach hazard statement has been issued for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It warns of life-threatening waves and dangerous currents through tonight. Waves of 2 to 5 feet are expected, creating hazardous swimming conditions due to high waves and onshore winds. Although rainy, authorities are urging people to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. A seat needs to be filled in Kenosha County. County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas resigned from his 5th District seat yesterday. A release from the county doesn't give a reason. Those wanting to fill the role and that live in the 5th District have until July 22nd to submit an application. The person picked will serve through the spring election next year. Racine's waste management system is undergoing changes. Starting today, there's a new drop-off center opening on 21st Street behind TJ Maxx. The facility will handle bulky household waste, appliances, and electronics. They will accept cards and Apple Pay, but not cash. The Pearl Street facility's role is being reduced to yard waste collection only, with limited operating days. Sturtevant starts the fourth fun. The Racine County community will launch their fireworks tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County also has bombs bursting in air tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Colorado Rockies have the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth. Game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and is safe at first, but called out for running outside the base path on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out. And now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask home plate umpire. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz.
Go win some ball games. There's not much to it.
That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and tonight. Then things will start to clear out a bit as we head into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms, 75 tonight, 69 tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Everybody wants to make more money. People try to make more money by winning the lottery, doing sweepstakes. And people win all that money. The first thing they do is quit their job and go on vacation or travel. Go right back to the same job, not me. Oh, man, if I won $1 million tomorrow, I'm going to work. I'm going to get hired across this country just to get fired. To say all the things I want to say to people when I was afraid I might lose my job. Yeah. Wouldn't that be liberating? Work in the shoe department.
Hi, can I see this in a six?
Yeah, you can see it in a six. But let me tell you, Sasquatch, you're not gonna stretch out my good shoes. You understand me? Put your big feet up in here. See the sign that say Wookiees are us up here anyway? Clothing department. I don't care how much cash you got, ma'am. I am not selling you the spandex. Hello? Hello? I haven't had lunch yet. Let's not go there, okay?
Make my baby cry, and it's all right, but I can't do was a movie came out around this time. 1968, there was a movie called Uptight. And I wonder if the song was used in the movie or not. I mean, I'm not staying awake at night thinking about this. I just was thinking about it a second ago. I remember seeing that movie. It was based on the movie The Informer, the old John Ford, John Wayne. Was it John? No, it was the John Ford movie, The Informer. They made this movie called Uptight in 1968. And I'm trying to remember if this song was even part of it. All right, well, it's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. Welcome to WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And guess what today is? Happy second half of the year day. Now, July 1st was the 183rd day of 2024, and it's a leap year. So at midnight last night, we were halfway through 2024. Now you know. Happy second half of the year day today. CCR, here's Bad Moon Rising.
I see.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising. Local news and timeless hits for you, WRJN. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 74. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 69. Tomorrow, a chance of morning showers, then gradual clearing, highs near 84. And for the 4th of July, the parade and the fireworks, we have partly sunny weather tomorrow. Actually, the 4th of July. Partly sunny weather, the 4th of July, with a high near 82. That is just perfecto mundo. I like it. Get off my cloud. Here come the Stones, 6:13 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back right here.
I live on the farm and on the 99th floor of my block. Now I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then in flies the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Yeah.
Brown still performing across the country. Get off my cloud at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you. And get ready for an action-packed month in July. Brand new month, brand new action. In sports, the Summer Olympics kick off later this month in Paris. The ESPY Awards are on the 11th. Wimbledon runs through the 14th. Major League Baseball All-Stars. The game coming up on the 16th. Golf's Open Championship starts on the 18th. The WNBA All-Star Game is the 20th. And if this counts as a sport, ESPN2 has the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest Thursday. No Joey Chestnut this year. So we'll have a new winner, no matter what. A few big movies out this month. Despicable Me 4 hits the theaters this Wednesday. Twisters, I want to see that, on the 19th. And Deadpool and Wolverine opens up on July 26th. On TV, The Bachelorette kicks back into action next Monday. And Big Brother, one of my must-see shows, believe it or not, is back on July 17th. The holidays, the big one, the 4th of July, of course. We've got National Bikini Day on Friday. I'll be wearing my best. National Fried Chicken Day on Saturday. World Chocolate Day on Sunday. National Video Game Day on the 8th. National French Fry Day on the 12th. And July 21st is National Ice Cream Day. A lot of great food days coming up. No broccoli day, no cauliflower day, no, you know, nothing like that. You know, no kumquat day. Just great food. Summer food days coming up. Hey, it's 617 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
You've got real work to do. Metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
like it. Good golly, Miss Molly at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Looking for cloudy weather today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 74. Right now, it's cloudy and 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. Tammy Terrell and Nothing Like the Real Thing. 626 here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Remember, pass it on, tell a friend. 49% of American workers say they should get a full week off around the 4th of July, including 61% of younger workers. 45% of people say they don't get any work done anyway this week. But why not? You're getting paid for it. You think you'd be working. Not like that in radio. You gotta work. Billy Joe Royal, down to the boondock. 626 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you around the clock.
Down in the boondocks. And I can't.
Billy Joe Royal. He had two big hit songs. I think Cherry Hill Park was one of them, and Down to the Boondocks. And that kind of disappeared. Huh. A lot of these people did. They're like the ancient Incas, the Mayans. All of a sudden, they were there in thriving cities, and then they were gone. Happened to a lot of rock and roll stars. You know, some of them stayed on, like the Stones, the Beatles, things like that. Herman's Hermits, because Peter Noone is still around. He's a radio DJ now. But, boy, people like Billy Joe Royal just kind of disappeared after two hit songs. All right, this is odd but true, and this one's going to surprise you. Walmart gets sued approximately 20 times a day. Most of them are employee filings of discrimination claims or lawsuits about overtime pay. But Walmart, they must have a staff of lawyers to handle that 20 times a day getting sued. And in moron news this morning, a guy gets arrested near New Orleans for identity theft. Had more than 70 bogus credit cards in his car. And his buddy showed up to bail him out. He got arrested for showing fake ID to the cops. I should say double moron news there. Hey, at 6:30 at WRJN, you know what it's time for? News. We have WRJN Radio Park News right now. And here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Beach time today could be tricky. A beach hazard statement has been issued for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It warns of life-threatening waves and dangerous currents through tonight. Waves of 2 to 5 feet are expected, creating hazardous swimming conditions due to high waves and onshore winds. Although rainy, authorities are urging people to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. A seat needs to be filled in Kenosha County. County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas resigned from his 5th District seat yesterday. A release from the county doesn't give a reason. Those wanting to fill the role and that live in the 5th District have until July 22nd to submit an application. The person picked will serve through the spring election next year. Racine's waste management system is undergoing changes. Starting today, there's a new drop-off center opening on 21st Street behind TJ Maxx. The facility will handle bulky household waste, appliances, and electronics. They will accept cards and Apple Pay, but not cash. The Pearl Street facility's role is being reduced to yard waste collection only, with limited operating days. Sturtevant starts the fourth fun. The Racine County community will launch their fireworks tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County also has bombs bursting in air tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
So you're starting to pull your menu together for your 4th of July picnic. Well, guess what? This year, you might be able to include Wisconsin sweet corn. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Scott Skelly from Skelly's Farm Market in Janesville says that's the plan anyhow. He said their farm market works very hard, regardless of the weather, to make sure by this time of the year, you've got something sweet coming your way.
We typically will plant corn every 3 to 4, sweet corn every 3 to 4 days, so we always have corn coming on at peak ripeness. Well, sometimes you got to mess with the varieties a little bit. If you got too much rain and it was 7 days you weren't able to get in, then you might go back and plant some that might just have a couple quicker, shorter day ripening to kind of help balance that out. And it's somewhat of a guessing game, and you just kind of hope for the best and hope that the weather, it'll all even out. But, really with sweet corn, you want corn that's not chewy. As much as we're used to eating that from canned corn or frozen corn from the grocery store, people tend to like a tender sweet corn.
Scott Skelly from Skelly's Farm Market in Janesville trying to find something sweet for you on the 4th of July. Obviously, you're going to have to check your local farmers markets to see exactly how sweet corn becomes available in your area. But the good news, it's on the way.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lapenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And grocery store chain Meijer has decided to add more locations to their Add Milk program. The program is a partnership between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Auburn University's College of Human Sciences Hunger Solutions Initiative. Basically, the way the program works is Meijer stores provide an automatic 40% discount to SNAP participants to purchase non-fat and low-fat 1% milk, including lactose-free options. Meijer is located in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. And with this new change, that's 500 stores across those states offering that nutrition incentive program. That's food news on a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and tonight. Then things will start to clear out a bit as we head into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms, 75 tonight, 69 tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
So I need more money. Said that the other night. Some guy goes, money can't buy you happiness. I'd like to do my own research on that. Someone's always got to say that, though. I don't know if it's just self-righteous or whatever. Like, money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. Okay, but can I be sad in a nicer apartment? That's what I want. I want to be sad in a nice... I have a tiny apartment. And you got to walk 5 flights of stairs to get to it. Yeah. Yes, 5 flights of stairs to get to a tiny apartment. So it's exhausting, then disappointing. It's like taking a really long, hot bus trip to Denny's.
The Dave Clark Five, because at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits, their movie was on this morning. I forgot to tape it. I think it was on at 5 o'clock on Turner Classic Movies, Having a Wild Weekend. That was the one movie the Dave Clark Five made. I don't think they played like the Beatles played the Beatles in A Hard Day's Night, although the name Beatles was never mentioned in the movie A Hard Day's Night. Never mentioned. But I don't think the Dave Clark Five played a rock and roll group called the Dave Clark Five in that movie. I think they played characters. I'm pretty sure. I saw it once a long time ago. So Having a Wild Weekend. Coming up later today, A Hard Day's Night is going to be on TCM. And the Hermits movie, Hold On, is going to be on. Must have been, you know, British Invasion Rock and Roll Day on TCM. Hey, here's something for you. This is weird news. Story you probably won't hear anywhere else. Five fishermen in Sri Lanka found a bunch of bottles floating in the ocean hundreds of miles off the coast. They drank the contents. They thought it was booze on the inside, and they all died. We don't know to this day what they drank. But still, who finds a bottle of liquid floating in the ocean and then drinks it? 6:39 at WRJN Radio. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms today. We had a shower earlier on today. Highs near 74 right now. Cloudy and 66 degrees here at Radio Park with the Doobie Doos, the Doobie Brothers. Long train running. Story before tonight. Yeah, I worked at this radio station, did mornings on Long Island, and the Doobie Brothers were appearing in concert with the opening act of Poco. Now, keep in mind, I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. So all the guys at the station said, come on, let's go out and see the Doobie Brothers. We got tickets. All right, I'll go. Well, I said, I'm going to take a quick snooze during Poco because I'm real tired. And when they woke me up, the concert was over. I slept through the entire Doobie Brothers concert. Isn't that weird, huh? Local news and timeless hits. I probably would do it today, too. I'm so tired. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN with the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch alone. Time.
forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
It's featured in so many movies, including Ghost. Remember that? With Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore? Yeah. I remember when I went to see that at the movies, they had a box of tissues outside the theater because people were crying watching that filming. I think I was tearing up a little bit, too. So, how do you get out of this? A woman posted a TikTok after she was called in sick to work, and she caught a flight. She was on a plane going on vacation, but she called in sick. Get this, her boss was on that same plane, 8 rows in front of her. I can't imagine how uncomfortable that flight must have been. How do you get out of something like that? What do you tell your boss? Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Pass it on. Tell a friend.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new Lee's Deli Racine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in South Houston, Wisconsin, with quality end-of-life care. A community-based not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th Annual 4th July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Oh yeah. We've got 6:50 on the clock. We've got some cloudy weather on tap for today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. More storms likely tonight, but for the 4th of July, partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees.
Why
11.
Do you build me up, build me up?
WRJN with Talk and Racine Public Library a little after 7 o'clock, but right now.
Mama's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Miss him, John Lennon. Instant karma is going to come and get you. It's 6:59 at WRJN. And check this. A middle school cop in North Carolina could face charges for goofing around tasing a teacher. Now, this was her excuse. This is the best part of the story. She said she tased students before and none of them freaked out, so she thought she'd try it on a teacher. And that's something. Coming up, we're going to check news at the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. But first, we've got CBS News at the top of the hour. Then we have the public libraries here, the entire library. They brought every book, every DVD, every CD. They're all here in the library. They're all here this morning. Anyway, we'll be talking to Brianna Fuentes in just a moment from the library here at WRJN.